I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God. Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news, presented by Jennifer Adolabi. In the headlines, Vice President John Dramani Mahama pledges commitment of government and NDC to peaceful electioneering. Politicians asked to see a clear of ethnic issues during campaigns. Annual review conference of Community Water and Sanitation Agency opens in Ejiso in Ashanti today. Renewed fighting reported on border between Sudan and South Sudan. President Sarkozy of France beaten to second place in first round of presidential election. And more than 2 tons of cocaine believed to belong to FARC rebels seized by army in Colombia. First, the summary by Ibrahim Kwatin.
Vice President John Mahama says the NDC will win this year's election because of the enviable economic track record of President Mills. Addressing members of the Tertiary Education Institutions Network, TEIN, of the NDC in Kumasi, Mr. Mahama assured Ghanaians of the commitment of the leadership of the party to ensure free and fair elections this year. The founder and leader of the Faith Evangelical Mission, Chief Bishop Rex Noy, has advised politicians to avoid wading into ethnic issues that have the potential of bringing confusion and instability into the country. Speaking at a forum on peaceful elections in Accra, Bishop Rex Noy appealed to the NDC and the MPP to tackle the infamous Kennedy Ejiofor statement with circumspection to avoid inciting members of the two political parties into violence. The 2011 annual review conference of the Community Water and Sanitation Agency opens today in Ejiso in the Ashanti region. The 5-day conference will assess the performance of the agency towards the achievement of sub-sector objectives and goals. It will also make recommendations for increasing the rate of service delivery in the country. French President Nicolas Sarkozy faces an uphill task in the second round of the presidential election after placing second in yesterday's first vote. He won only 27.1%, while his socialist rival François Hollande took 20.6% of the vote. This is the first time a sitting president in France has lost in the first round. And soldiers in Colombia say they have seized more than 2 tons of cocaine in Nariño province in the south of the country. The military raided a drug laboratory thought to belong to Colombia's largest group, FARC.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are to serve.
The news in detail. Vice President John Dramani Mahama has pledged the commitment of the government and the NDC to a peaceful election campaign this year, devoid of insults. He predicted that this year's general elections will be very successful and that the NDC is going to win the December polls, not because it wants power, but because Ghanaians trust that the leadership of President John Evans Atta Mills is the best to take Ghana into the next level of economic success. Vice President Mahama was addressing members of the Tertiary Education Institutions Network TEIN of the NDC in the Ashanti region. We bring you John Yeboah's report from Kumasi.
The meeting focused on Victory 2012, the role of TIN. Vice President Mahama condemned the inflammatory statement by the MP for Aseen North, Kennedy Ejapon, which resulted in his arrest recently. He said Ghanaians as one people, with one nation and a common destiny, is what has resulted in the successes that the country has chalked up. Mr. Mahama said, the stability and peace the country is enjoying is also because ethnic differences do not result in a civil war. Therefore, when a person attempts to incite ethnic violence, Ghanaians should not take it lightly. Vice President Mahama said, the whole nation should rise up and condemn the statement by Kennedy Ejapon in no uncertain terms, because its effects could be dangerous, especially in an election year. He said, civil society groups and traditional leaders should not be quiet on the issue, adding that advocacy for ethnic violence should not be tolerated in Ghana. The Vice President said, without unity and integrity, there can be no peace and development. The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedunketia, said, contrary to views expressed by detractors of the party, that the ongoing biometric voter registration has been the most violent exercise ever in the country, it is going on very smoothly despite the skirmishes recorded in Accra and Kumasi. He said, in the three northern regions, there has not been any violent confrontation of any significance in the ongoing exercise. The National Youth Organizer of the party, Ludwig Logi, noted that the commitment demonstrated by the Professor Mills-led government in the management of the economy is highly commendable. He said, in the area of education, which is at the heart of youth training and development, the campaign promised to establish two new universities in the Volta and Bunahafu regions will become a reality this year. Mr. Logi urged the youth of the party to remain strong and resolute to ensure that programs of government are prosecuted in the wider interest of Mother Ghana.
John Yeboah filed that story. The moderator of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Mate, has called on politicians to be true and fair to themselves and the nation and uphold peace and integrity. He made a call on the 90th anniversary service of the Ghana Presbytery in Accra. Rachel Corti has filed this report.
The Ghana Presbytery, which was started in July 1922, currently has a total population of 171,447 with 28 districts, 2 mission fields and 221 congregations. The moderator of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Mate, called on church leaders to educate their members on their civic responsibilities. He said that the progress of the church would determine the development of the nation. He said, looking at what is happening around the world, in Africa and in Ghana, ethnocentric and inflammatory speeches by politicians and political activists are challenges not only to the government, but also to the church. Right Reverend Professor Martin noted that the country is made up of about 70% Christians and believers, and they have a greater say in the election of the country's leaders. He said politicians who mobilize macho men to brutalize innocent people do not deserve to lead Ghanaians. He used the occasion to inaugurate a water treatment plan for the Emmanuel Congregation of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. The project was implemented by the Emmanuel Congregation with support from Idlewild Presbyterian Church in the United States of America. Presbyterian students who excelled in last year's BECE were also awarded.
A report by Rachel Corti. Still on maintaining peace, politicians have been advised to steer clear of ethnic issues during their campaigns, since this has been the bane of some African countries that saw instabilization. The founder and leader of the Faith Evangelical Mission, Chief Bishop Rex Noy, gave the advice at a forum in Accra organized by the Church for Peaceful Pulse in the December general elections. He said, as a country that has won the admiration of most political analysts, it will be important if Ghana conducts its electioneering devoid of intemperate language. Bishop Noike pleaded with the NDC and NPP to tackle the infamous Canada-Japan inflammatory statement with caution so that it does not degenerate. He asked the security agencies to be fair and firm in their duties so that they are not seen as partisan. Bishop Noy dismissed fears that Ghana will be torn apart in the December election, saying the country will definitely not go the way of other West African countries simply because of the citizens' commitment to prayers. Bishop Noy entreated the church to pray unceasingly to intercede on the country's behalf. Speakers at a forum, peace forum in Accra, have asked Ghanaians to guard the peace and unity the country is enjoying for national development. They asked the youth in particular to refrain from acts of lawlessness and violence and instead work towards achieving peace at all times. The event was organized by the Center for Community Studies, Action and Development in collaboration with the Alliance for Reproductive Health Rights, both non-governmental organizations, under the theme Promoting Health Rights and Accountability in a Peaceful and Fair 2012 Elections. We bring you the details.
The forum was attended by representatives of various political parties, youth groups, civil society and the media. The acting executive director of SENKOSAD, Ni Ankono Anoba Sape, said the event preceded a two-year project funded by DFID, DANIDA, and European Union that seeks to demand from political parties, institutions and government violence-free, transparent and peaceful elections. He said the project, which would be implemented in selected districts in the Greater Accra, Western and Central regions, would help orient 2,500 youth to promote peaceful and transparent elections in areas like Ashiedu-Keteke Submetro, Jaboso, Aguna East District and Komenda Edna Egwafu Ebrim Municipality. Ni Anoba Sape said a platform would be created for another 2,500 people from the target assemblies to demand improved maternal and child health services, which includes family planning, emergency obstetric care.
That was a Newsdex report. A senior research officer at the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, Kuju Asante, has called for investment in rural infrastructure and the agricultural sector to curtail the spate of rural-urban drift. He said the movement of the youth to the cities is largely driven by the expectations to have better lives. Mr. Asante made this remark on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point on the overview of the just-ended third policy fair in Accra. Mr. Asante said rural infrastructure, especially agriculture, has not seen much improvement in the country's development agenda. He cited access to credit facilities, improvement in the supply chain of agricultural produce as some factors which should be considered if the sector is to be made attractive to the youth. He bemoaned the abysmal performance of students, especially at the BC level, saying the government is working to improve access to education, quality remains a challenge. A director of finance and administration at the Ministry of Information and chairman of the planning committee of the policy fair, GBL Silo, said this year's program has seen much improvement in terms of patronage, content and publicity. He said government is considering more innovative ways to get the public to participate and contribute more than the current level. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. Another look at our major stories. Vice President John Mahama pledges commitment of government and NDC to peaceful electioneering. Politicians asked to steer clear of ethnic issues during campaigns. Annual review conference of Community Water and Sanitation Agency opens in Ejiso in Ashanti today. Renewed fighting reported on border between Sudan and South Sudan. President Sarkozy of France beaten to second place in first round of presidential election, and more than 2 tons of cocaine believed to belong to FARC rebels seized by army in Colombia. The news is live on Radio Ghana Accra and all our regional FM stations across the country. The 2011 Annual Review Conference of the Community Water and Sanitation Agency opens today in Ejiso in the Ashanti region. The five-day conference will assess the performance of the agency towards the achievement of subsector objectives and goals. It will also make recommendations for increasing the rate of service delivery in order to achieve set targets. This year's conference is under the theme, Tracking Functionality of Wash Facilities, a Key to Sustainable Services. In a statement issued by management and signed by the Director of Planning of the Community Water and Sanitation Agency, Ben Kubabum, the conference will be opened by the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensa. Participants will include representatives from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, State Enterprises Commission, beneficiary communities and NGOs. The Chief Inspector of Mines at the Minerals Commission, Stephen Paidu, has asked sand and stone winners in the Upper West region to acquire the necessary documents to enable them to operate. He said tax officers forces are being set up throughout the country to enforce mining laws, and persons found to be operating without permits and mining rights licenses would be arrested and prosecuted. Mr. Paidu issued the caution when he met sand and stone winners at Wa during a tour of the region to acquaint himself with activities and challenges of industrial and large-scale miners in the area. He educated them on the Mining, Mineral and Mining Act 703 of 2006 and the Mining Regulation. Mr. Paidu said while sand and stone winners operating in southern Ghana are conforming to all the mining laws and regulations, their counterparts in the northern, upper west and upper east regions are operating without regulations. He said any person who wants to mine sand or stone must first send a site plan of the land acquired to the Minerals Commission for the acquisition of a license, permit and approval from the District Assembly and the Environmental Protection Agency before operating. Mr. Paidu appealed to sand and stone winners to form associations to promote unity and to facilitate the acquisition of documents that will allow them to operate. The Chief Executive Officer of Zoom Lion Limited, Dr. Joseph Siao Ejaponting, has been adjudged the overall best entrepreneur of 2011 at the Ghana Entrepreneur Awards event in Accra. The Ghana Entrepreneur Award aims to honor outstanding Ghanaian entrepreneurs for their contribution to economic growth and job creation in the country. The Deputy Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Elvis Efrieankra, who represented the Vice President John Dramani Mahama as the guest of honor, expressed government's willingness to promote the spirit of entrepreneurship among the youth. We bring you a Newsdex report.
Mr. Elvis Efrieankra said an effective and active collaboration between companies and the universities and polytechnics to provide entrepreneurial clinics would help whip the interest of the youth in self-employment and creation of companies. He called on big companies and established organizations to support young people by giving them a percentage of their contracts and supporting them with money, experience and exposure. The award was also to reward the capabilities of entrepreneurs running small and medium enterprises to encourage more people to get into entrepreneurship, as well as support existing entrepreneurs in creating jobs. In addition, it would increase trade in the country and promote innovation by taking a cue from the development experience of countries like USA, China, Japan, Malaysia, Singapore and India, where small and medium enterprises have been the backbone of their economies. This year's awards honored 38 prominent entrepreneurs who have exhibited superior performance that has helped them to emerge out of poverty, create jobs and added value to society.
A Newsdex report. And in foreign news, fighting has broken out on the border between Sudan and South Sudan shortly after the South pulled out of a disputed border town. South Sudanese military officials say they repulsed ground and air attacks. Sudan has confirmed the clashes. The latest comes after 10 days of fighting over the oil-filled town of Heglig. Satellite pictures of the area released yesterday suggest key oil installations have been badly damaged because of the fighting. The pictures were analyzed by the US-funded satellite Sentinel project, which says it is impossible to know who was responsible for the damage. Sudan and South Sudan have accused each other of attacking oil facilities. On Friday, South Sudan said it was withdrawing from Heglek, while Sudan said it forced out the South's troops. Access to the disputed border region around Heglek is limited, making it difficult to verify what is happening in the area. Egyptian officials say they have scrapped an agreement to supply Israel with natural gas. The decision was taken after the Egyptian cross-border pipeline suffered numerous sabotage attacks, which cut supplies. Israel receives about 40% of its gas supplies from Egypt and uses it to generate electricity. Israeli Finance Minister Yuval Sinetz says the move by Egyptian officials has the potential of overshadowing peace agreement between the two countries. The deal to supply energy has been a key part of agreement between the two states. Reports say the gas deal is deeply unpopular, and one of the charges against former President Mubarak is that he sold the gas too cheaply. The late president of Malawi, Bingu wa Mutharika, will be buried today in a spendthrift mausoleum he christened Mbulo wa Basa, 500 meters away from his mansion. Mr. Mutharika died early this month after suffering a cardiac arrest. He ruled for nearly 9 years. Four African leaders, including Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, Mwai Kibaki of Kenya, and Deputy President of South Africa, Kgalema Motlanthe, have arrived in Malawi for the burial. They were met on arrival by Malawian Vice President Humbo Kachil. Robert Mugabe and Kgalema Motlanthe told journalists on arrival that they are still deeply shocked about the death of Mr. Mutharika, while Zambia President Mwai Kibaki refused to talk to the media, claiming he was deeply touched by his death. French President Nicolas Sarkozy faces an uphill struggle in the second round of the presidential election after coming second in yesterday's first vote. He won only 27.1%, while his socialist rival François Hollande took 28.6% of the vote. This is the first time a sitting president has lost in the first round. The two men will face each other in the second round of voting on the 5th of next month. Media reports from Paris say Mr. Sarkozy's narrow victory in the first round gives his opponent François Hollande crucial momentum ahead of the runoff in 2 weeks' time. Analysts suggest Mr. Sarkozy will now need to appeal to the far-right voters who backed Marine Le Pen if he is to hold on to the presidency. But Mr. Hollande remains the front runner. A Muslim mob has destroyed a church compound in Sudan after Khartoum said it's liberated an oil field occupied by South Sudan. The pastor of the church, Yusuf Mata Kondi, said hundreds of people descended on a farm and training compound run by the Sudan Presbyterian Evangelical Church in Khartoum. They burned Bibles and the residence of the students. The pastor said bulldozers came into the farm and removed some trees that have been there for 100 years. Three worship halls that served as public churches were also destroyed. President Kondi blamed the attack on Islamic extremists, adding that Islamic extremists are the only people who do such things. Soldiers in Colombia say they have seized more than 2 tons of cocaine in Nariño province in the south of the country. The military raided a drug laboratory thought to belong to Colombia's largest rebel group, the FARC. The soldiers said the laboratory was part of a camp which could house up to 20 rebels. FARC rebels are reported to be relying heavily on cocaine trade to finance their 5-decade-long campaign against the Colombian state. The military said the laboratory hidden deep in the jungle was a study warden extractor with everything needed to turn cocaine paste into cocaine. The soldiers seized 2,121 kilograms of cocaine, 3 microwave ovens, 2 electricity generators, a centrifuge and vats full of precursor chemicals used in the cocaine-making process. And in football, Accra Hearts of Oak were held to a goalless draw game by Ebusian Dwarfs in the 25th week Premier League game yesterday at the Accra Sports Stadium, having lost their last game against arch-rivals Kumasi Asante Kotoko. Hearts were keen on reviving the fortunes in the league, but Sadat Karim's 24th header kissed the crossbar for Rashid Sumaila to make a clearance. Hearts made several efforts at taking the lead before the close of the first half, with Mahatma Otu, Karim and Isaac Ofori mounting intense but fruitless pressure on the visitors' defence. Dwarfs were presented with a golden opportunity to take the lead, with Eric Opoku racing deep into Hearts, and a subsequent shot from him was blocked by Sami Ejei for Kofi Abanga to make a safe clearance in the 41st minute. Karim again found himself deep in Dwarfs' area, however, indecision on his part denying him the opportunity in the 45th minute to end the half. Dwarfs seemed content with the point and adopted a laid-back approach with occasional breaks in the second half as desperate Hearts sought for an opener to appease their fans, but had keeper Ennis Watin standing their way on most occasions, while top marksman Otu was unable to make a breakthrough. In other matches, Gideon Barr scored his first competitive goal for Asante Kotoko after 24 months of career-threatening injury to help Kotoko beat Mighty Jets 2-0. Wasserman United 1-2-1 against New Edubiase at the T&A Park in Takwa. God bless Asamoah and Saifu Mumuni got the goals for Wasserman before the leading scorer in the Premiership, Emmanuel Bafo, got a consolation goal for Edubiase to increase his goal tally to 20. Results of other matches also played are Hearts of Lions 0, Ediana Stars 3, Ashanti Gold 1, Midiama FC 1, Tema Youth 3, Brekum Chelsea 1, Bichem United 2, Liberty Professionals 1, Brekum Arsenals 1, WA All Stars 1. And now Ibrahim Kwatin with editorial of the Daily Graphic.
The Daily Graphic urges Ghanaians to stop faulting government for the fall in the value of the cedi, because nation building is a collective enterprise. The paper believes Ghanaians have a stake in halting the rapid decline of the cedi. The paper believes the country needs long-term measures such as increase in exports and dependence on locally produced goods to arrest the city's rapid decline. Therefore, urges industries to rely on local raw materials for their production to help expand the economy. The graphic call on hotels and basic schools which have dollarized their transactions to stop. The Ghanaian Times expresses the wish that other political parties pledge their commitment to peace as the NDC and NPP did last Friday. The paper therefore takes it upon itself to champion the cause of peace and calls on traditional rulers, opinion leaders, religious groups and civil society organizations to come out to condemn violence which is splitting the nation apart. Those were editorials of the papers presented by Ibrahim Kwatin.
Now to end the news, the main points again. Vice President John Mahama says the NDC will win this year's election because of the enviable economic track record of President Mills. Mr. Mahama said this when he addressed members of the Tertiary Education Institutions Network team of the NDC in the Ashanti region in Kumasi. The founder and leader of the Faith Evangelical Mission, Chief Bishop Rex Noy, has advised politicians to avoid wading into ethnic issues that have the potential of bringing confusion and instability into the country. The 2011 Annual Review Conference of the Community Water and Sanitation Agency opens today in Ejiso in the Ashanti region. The five-day conference will assess the performance of the agency towards the achievement of sub-sector objectives and goals. And soldiers in Colombia say they have seized more than 2 tons of cocaine in Nariño province in the south of the country. The news was presented by Jennifer Adulabi in Accra.